the hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Like part of time and forget.
You forget to say hello?
But nah, anyway, no calls, man.
I understand. So what's cracking, dog? What's good?
Shit. I guess let's finish talking about the TO thing, man. Before we jump into the topic.
Shit, motherfucker broke.
I don't want to, but that's the problem, man. How do you spend $80 million, man? How do you spend that much fucking money?
Check with them hoes.
That motherfucker was getting his trick on.
He was doing more than goddamn tricking. Shit.
Shit. I mean, you got to think about it, man. It ain't that hard. I mean, you're trying to impress and you spending more than you actually making, shit. I mean, hell, ain't that hard.
Yeah, they say the more money you got, the more money you spend. So if you drinking a bottle of Cristal one day with no money, you drinking six bottles when you got money.
Shit, I ain't never ever tasted that shit, so I'm cool.
Oh.
I could be rich right now, man. I'm going to buy my motherfucker saying I ain't changing my drink. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about it, man. Motherfuckers get rich. They got their own personal chef. They got their own personal barber and all that bullshit. Well, when you was broke, you cut your own hair. And when you got hungry, you went to your mama house. What's the difference if you got money? You know what I'm saying?
If you rich, dog, you really think your mama gonna keep cooking for you?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, okay, you gonna spend $10,000 a month on a motherfucker to come in and cook for you every other day? just because you got money like that?
Man, I ain't gonna spend that much money, but shit.
That's what they be saying, man.
I ain't gonna say my life ain't gonna alter, but shit. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I ain't finna get to that point where, you know what I'm saying, where it's just, you know, okay, 10 snacks right here. Nah, I ain't gonna do that, but yeah, my life gonna alter a little bit.
Well, yeah, a little bit, man, but...
But 60 million.
80. He had 80.
And,
he might as well
yeah.
gave that to Kobe's wife. Man.
Probably did.
You know what I'm saying? She got 75 and he lost 80. And it's something we don't know about.
He probably tricked a little bit with her, that's all. You know how that go.
Shit, yeah, that's, man... Look at here. I don't know, man. I can't see myself doing that kind of shit, man.
I can't see myself giving up a Happy Meal. $30 million, goddamn.
See, now that's why you ain't got no wife now, because you just, that's some low shit. But anyway, as far as this go, I mean, all right, man, since we talking about it, what do you consider tricking? I mean, you know, we heard the saying, it ain't tricking if you got it. Or then we also heard the saying that you're going to pay for it either way it go. I mean, what you consider tricking and what's not considered tricking? Because it's like everything you do, you're paying for something. So, I mean, are you constantly tricking or what?
I don't think there's no such thing as tricking.
Really?
Really.
Come on now.
But,
Give me the definition of tricking. What we used to do in them strip clubs.
That's considered tricking?
Yeah, we was tricking.
Okay, but you do the same thing to a woman that you meet in the street that don't work in the strip club. It's the exact same thing, so you tricking on her too?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, come on. I mean... Okay, now with somebody that you just meet out in the street, that's like, okay, you trying to hope, well, you hoping you get to know this person on a better level. But now when you in that motherfucking strip club, you already know ain't no talking, ain't no, what you going to be doing later on? You think I can come by? Here's your money, bend your ass over, let's get this done. I'm going to go back outside and finish my drink.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Taking that same scenario you just described, you go to strip club, let's say you spend $100 in a strip club, right? That's considered tricking. On just one female. Just one strip
yeah.
in there. You gave this one particular strip all your money. Now, the next day, you go pick up this girl you've been talking to, take her out to dinner, and spend $100. Did you just trick?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't see the difference.
I do. You ain't getting no ass that second time.
Well, I mean, you can go in a strip club and drop $100 without fucking.
Who done went to a strip club and dropped $100 without fucking?
Yeah, I gotta go with Cass on that one. You go to strip club, you drop $100, you fucking something. Fucking somebody sucking something happened.
Exactly. Some type of sexual act gonna happen.
Something gonna happen.
That's not necessarily true, man. That's not necessarily true. I mean, I can bring up a prime example. When me and Moonhead went to the strip club, Moonhead dropped about $250 in that bitch. But he ain't fucked nobody. Just buying drinks and tipping. So
it can happen. Okay, look who you're talking about. In the conversation. Moonhead.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, it still can't happen. Is that Waylo? Waylo, what's up, man? You going to push one? Push one, Waylo, with me in, bro.
That's not Waylo.
That's not Waylo?
Nah.
Well, hell, shit. Well, push one if y'all want to join the conversation.
I'm just saying, man. I don't see it. I'm not seeing that, man. I mean you go on a date. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know, man.
I mean, from what you're saying, from the definition that I'm getting from you is, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but anytime you spend money, it's tricking. That's basically what you're saying. If you spend money on a female, it's tricking.
I mean, that was my question pretty much, yeah. Is it considered, I mean, my question is, when is it not considered tricking? That's the question that I was really asking.
I can't answer that one, bro. I don't think it's tricking at all.
Well, I don't know. I think my boy can answer it for me. I think he summed it up best. Let's see what he got to say.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway. Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops. Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment. I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl, you're paying the restaurant. But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
Hey.
There it
is. Prime example.
There it is. I mean, that's just like saying, okay, if I take you out to dinner, that's instantly saying that we fucking because I spend my money.
It all depends. Where'd you take us?
Shit, it don't matter. I mean, I took us to one of those where you gotta dress up. You gotta wear a suit.
Hold on, now you know
the prices ain't on the menu.
Hold on, you do know the rules. Steak, lust, and dick go together, right?
I'm just saying.
I'm,
am I guaranteed? Am I supposed to be guaranteed? Should I know that I'm gonna hit?
Hey, steak, lobster, and dick is a combination. You do what old boy say. You do know that's the fucking side of the menu. Yeah, you see it. Hey, you know what you can order. Yeah, you know you sit there and order a motherfucking 20-pound. I mean, it was 20-ounce T-bones and. Then you want all the fixings with it, and then you want a motherfucking bottle of their best champagne. You do know what's happening after this, right?
Yeah, but I think that's wrong, man. I think that's fucked up as attitude. That's just my opinion.
Hey,
it's all about just having a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? If you really like somebody, it shouldn't matter how much money you spend. Because you really like this person. It shouldn't matter how much you spend. Even if you don't get none.
Yeah.
Well, that's society, man. I don't make the rules. I just live by them. That's just how it is, man. That's humanity.
As we all know, we know for all the times that
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
That's why, because shit. I'm not finna sit there and keep spending all my money on you. You fucking somebody else. You gotta be crazy.
Yeah, but you don't know if she fucking somebody else or not. It's all about just taking out and having a good time.
She's fucking somebody else.
That's why women say chivalry is dead. That's exactly why. Cause men have
and
no
it
type
is.
Of attitude. No, it's not. I refuse to believe that.
Hold on, brother, hold on. Don't sit there and try to flip it off on us and say that we killed this shit. The independent woman killed chivalry. Now, if you want to be technical about it.
Preach on, brother, preach on.
Because you know what I'm saying? You're not finna sit here and try to demean me and make me feel like I'm less than you, but then I got to treat you like you're a motherfucker. Man, you out your damn mind. That's when chivalry died. Chivalry died when a motherfucker wanted to say, I'm my dick bigger than yours, and you ain't got one. You mean to tell me that you comfortable, and I know you done ran across them. You run across these women who want to sit there and act like the man and the woman. You know what I'm saying? And then they turn around and want you to treat them like, oh, you need to treat me with more respect. No, you need to sit your ass down and act like a fucking woman.
Yeah, but how did they get that way?
Oh, shit. Ask their mama. I ain't raised them.
From a motherfucker that dog.
No, that's why they kind of like that. The same way with a dog, niggas just like men, man. So you can't say it. I was just about to say that.
That's the exact same thing. That's why you got these men out here that's just straight up dogs. Don't give a fuck. That's because a woman broke their motherfucking heart. So now they don't give a fuck. And then you got the females out there the exact same way because a man broke her heart. She don't give a fuck. That's all I'm saying.
Then tell us how to correct that then, Father Time. How you correct that then?
By treating the woman right.
How to correct that.
By treating her right. Let her know that all men ain't like that.
But what if you treat that woman right and she's still on that same stupid ass shit, then what do? You just take
you
that shit
away.
And just go to the next one? So you just walk
take it
away
as a learning
and just
experience.
Let her just treat you like that?
You take it as a learning experience, and you learn from it, and you keep going.
So you don't give her no type of learning experience.
Oh, man, we got somebody online. We got Janine online. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing.
What's cracking?
Nothing. Y'all can continue.
Hello.
Like I was saying, so you saying you just take that ass, that's like just taking that ass whooping, and you don't come back and try to whip that ass again. You just going to take that ass whoop. That's just a learning experience. I just knew I just got my ass whooped, so I'm just going to walk away from it. I ain't going to come back and try to see if I can beat that motherfucker again, or I ain't going to teach this motherfucker
the lesson. Ass whooped the second time? What sense does that make?
Shit, well, if you might win.
What are y'all talking
about? If you lost the first time, what sense does that make? We're talking about women and men. We're talking about chivalry, basically, is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So
if you lie to
independent women.
Wait, y'all. Can I explain it to you? Goddamn. We said women and men. Look, what we talking about here is that we said that we all in agreement that chivalry is dead.
Father Time said chivalry ain't dead. Well, whatever the case is,
he feel like the men killed chivalry. I feel like women killed it. Now, before we get into this, we got somebody else calling in. Carla, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Who might this be?
Lucius.
Who?
This Lucius.
Oh, hey, Lucius.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, it's all making sense now. I see it. Okay. All right, it's all making sense now.
What is making sense now?
Hold on, we got a new caller there. Carla, what's happening?
Hey.
Oh, hey. Who's this?
Crystal.
Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
What's
Crystal.
Up, Crystal?
I was just calling to join in because I don't know what y'all talking about, but I have an opinion.
Okay.
As soon as somebody start making some sense, I will chime in.
Oh, okay.
Well, you be the one that makes sense for us then. You give us some sense then.
Who am I speaking to?
Something the bush way.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on.
I don't think it's nobody's fault in particular. I think as women on our part, a lot of the times it's not because of what men has done to us. It's what we have had to do. So even if the man didn't stay around or stick around, we ended up having to be the one to provide and do everything by ourselves. So sometimes we get into a role of taking over, you know what I mean? And so when we do get a guy, it's kind of hard for us to step back. You see what I mean? Because that's just something we used to. And then you got some guys who just punks. and they don't want to be the leader and don't want to be in charge, and they allow their woman to be in charge.
Well, all the time I call that chivalry.
I didn't say that, okay?
No, I ain't either.
I was just saying,
Father Time believed. I mean, am I wrong, Father Time? Am I wrong?
I missed that last part. What was the last part? I'll tell you if you was right or wrong.
I mean, you believe in chivalry. I mean, now, our definition of chivalry is probably kind of different, but...
I think men made women the way they are today. That's what I think.
But why do you say men? But why do you say men? Why are you just going to say men? Women might have made man like that. Because back in the day, I mean, we didn't make the rules. Back in the day, it was man going to work and woman at home. That was back in the day. And it worked perfectly then. They stayed together for years. 60 plus years,
marriage
was together.
Hold up. I gotta ask, Crystal. You said you were gonna chime in, so you got something.
Yeah, I'm just listening because I agree with the lady who just spoke. I agree with her. It's not that we want to; it's the role that we have to perform. I don't have children, but I have girls who have kids, and it's been times where to make Christmases work, birthdays work, I have to step in. So it's like it's just. What we're presented, what we have to do, we just do what we have to do to get it done.
Okay, all right. Now hold on, man. Hold on for your response, man. We got a lot of people on the switchboard, so if y'all want to join, you got to push one, and we'll bring you into the conversation. All right, go ahead, dog.
Okay, I got my man Frank Thomas. He online. He saying that society. Society has messed up women and men. Men taking bad advice, women taking bad advice from their women.
I don't know about that. Because we clean, we work, we do it all. We do it all. And sometimes
okay,
it's hard
that
to
too,
step back. I'm not saying that men don't. They should, and women should too. But when we... decide to get nice cars and wash our cars and put rims on, it's something wrong, like this woman trying to be the man. No, it's just the fact that we have to do these things. We have been used to playing the role of both. We have to do it all. We pay bills, we cook, we clean, we do it all. And still get up in the morning and go work and do what we have to do at the 9 to 5 and then still look good present ourselves as ladies. We do it
all. Okay. I understand that, Chris. I understand that. But now let me ask you, have you ever experienced that?
As far as what? I feel like I don't have to settle.
Right, so do you, let me ask you, do you feel like chivalry is dead?
Well, tell me, define chivalry from your point of view.
Me personally, I feel like, shit, if your coat's sitting next to you, you can pick it up. I ain't got to pick your coat up all the time, but that's just me.
That's why I say from where
Phil,
I'm
you
want to
come home
and
watch football, and you want to watch football, and you want to have your dinner brought to you too, right? So you can open up a door and you can go wash my car and you can fill up my gas tank because these are the things that you want to do on Sunday when you didn't work all week, when at the same time a woman's been working all week too, and yet and still she can still make you a sandwich and let you watch football and she can wash your clothes and let you watch football. So
hold on, man, for you respond to that. Hold on for you respond to that.
And then yet and still when y'all go out, she can still make herself, she still look good. She still present herself like a lady, keep her hair and nail. She still look good. So.
Okay, Chris, can I say something, Crystal?
You can say as much as you like.
I'm just saying, you probably got your finger up in the air rolling your head. You ain't
got to be. No, I don't have my finger in the air. It's been in the air because I know I'm the one, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm just joking.
She didn't say she wasn't rolling her head, though.
All right, hold on, man. Let me bring in a new caller, y'all. Hold on. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
That's the lady.
Hey. Don't say it like that. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, dog.
I mean, all right, okay. All right, now, Crystal, I hear what you're
saying. I don't know the topic.
I'm just joking with you for a second about the cult thing. I mean, when we say chivalry is dead, I mean, you know, and for the most part, we do got a lot of lazy-ass, bum-ass dudes just out here. But we got some good ones, too, that a lot of women take advantage of. So I ain't going to say
and vice versa. There's a lot of good women out here that look great that still have to deal with the ones that jank around, that we have to take a lot. We have to deal with a lot. And I'm not saying you can change a person or mold a person, but it's a lot that we have to take because of the ones that aren't any good that make men the way they are.
But what about the ones that men take the same things, too? We go through the same problems trying to find that one woman, too. Ours just different from y'all's.
Okay, well, hold on. We got my man Frank Thomas. We got him online again. I mean, I'm
who's
just saying.
I ain't get the subject, the question.
Okay, we're talking about chivalry, Shalena. Chivalry. Is chivalry dead? That's what we're talking about.
We know it is on her.
That's the fact. You a damn
I'm not
going to
say it's dead. I can't say it's dead.
It ain't dead over here.
It's about the woman and what she expects. So if you don't respect yourself enough to think you deserve no chivalry, then you're not going to get it.
Right.
Hey, go ahead on. Nah, hey, man.
All right, hold on, man. We got another new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
Hello. Yo,
what's
this is Frank Thomas.
What's up, Frank?
Oh, there you go. I ain't got to keep saying what he said. He didn't finally chime in.
Word up. I had caught the part when she was talking about, you know, I ain't catch her name, but she was saying something related to, you know, girls, you know, that are independent, do nice things, stay self, fix up their car, rims, you know, keep their head, nails. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's cool, but sometimes that could be an intimidating factor to a man. Even the most confident dude, sometimes if he ain't got his shit together, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Not like intimidating like he a punk or nothing, but just intimidating like, you know, you gotta get your shit together if you want to talk to that girl, but she might be the average chick, though. You know what I'm saying?
And whose fault is
that? I think that can...
Society.
What do you mean when you keep saying society? What exactly are you trying to say?
Yeah, who the hell saying that?
Society makes you want to be I'm trying to think of the right
society
word.
Society is all of these magazines and TV shows and commercials
that tell you what you need
to do and how you should.
Yeah.
That's what society is, you know what I'm saying?
Out, man.
And that ain't necessarily what, you know, you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot
of
people
try to do, but the average,
right, but
not
when you get caught up in watching TV, then sometimes psychologically in your subconscious, you're taking on something that you don't know you're taking on. You know what I'm saying? Like, people watching this Love and Hip Hop stuff, it's like an epidemic now. I can't turn down the street without hearing something about, you know, this chick going crazy, that chick. And I'm sure everybody heard about the show by now. Now, y'all probably smart enough to understand, like, well, I'm not like them and I like that, but it's just the whole point. You know what I'm saying? You watching this for no reason. You looking at how these girls, you know, uphold themselves or whatever because they got the
real,
money involved.
You know it's edited. You know that's edited life. Real life is not like that. If they showed the unedited version, it would be totally different from what we see on TV.
But you're a smart young female, though. A lot of females ain't smart as you. There's a lot of people that get caught up in that stuff. You know what I'm saying? When they get caught up in it, then that's
like fucking
believe
what they see. Hold on, man. Let me say something, man. Let me say one thing, man. Let me say one thing. Now, Frank Thomas.
Yeah,
man.
Mm-hmm.
All them beat downs you taking in front of Kai's front yard, you grew up to be a smart little dude, man.
Well, you know.
He bogus.
Straight up, man.
Well, you know.
We used to beat the hell out of you. We used to beat your
nigga
ass.
Been smart.
You done going to be a smart dude, man. That's
it
good.
Not
straight up,
man.
Straight up. Just like your conversation, dog. Straight up.
That makes, but it makes sense because, like you said, now Crystal, this ain't no shot towards you or no woman on here, but you gotta realize, and I know you didn't say it too, is that you walking down the street and somebody hollering Teen Chrissy and all this, you what the heck? Really,
right.
Y'all really?
That's ignorant.
I like Chrissy. I happen to like Chrissy, but I'm just saying.
I'm like,
so what show y'all talking about?
Person, but
I'm telling you, I'm lost. What the hell is
she's not a liar.
Now, who the hell
is she's not a liar. She don't lie. She tell the truth when it has to be told. She tell the truth.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask one question, please?
She got an attitude problem, too, though.
She do. She got a
strong woman, though.
She really does. She really does.
All right, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got to talk one at a time. What's the name of the goddamn show y'all talking about?
Love and
hip hop,
VH1.
Stop watching
all them damn reruns all the time, you and I.
Watching What's Happening and
shit.
Love and hip hop, that's the name of it. I'm just wondering, man.
Happy
I ain't never heard of it.
Old Martin.
All right, but now, Frank, let me ask you a question. Hold on, y'all. Frank, let me ask you a question. You're a young dude and all. Do you think Chivalry's dead? I mean, do you open the door for
Chivalry
women?
Chivalry dead. Yeah, Chivalry dead. No, I still open the door for a woman. I mean, that's just because I'm a gentleman, but when I'm on a date or whatever, I mean, all of that, some of that stuff kind of overrated. Some of that stuff men should do. You know what I'm saying? I heard it say, you know, pump gas. That's overrated. I don't got to pump your gas if we together.
Oh,
you got to pump your own
pump gas.
No, you don't have to pump the gas. If you want
to
drive the car and put the gas back up in it, it's nothing wrong with that. If you want to drive it, then put gas back in it. It's nothing wrong with it. And I'm not saying put it back to where it was. And I'm saying put something in it as far as the fact that you're not doing me.
Let me say something. I'm going to ask you a
question.
You're going to say that I'm going to tell girls.
I just want to finish answering the question. Wait. What y'all starting to realize is that, you know, a relationship is still a teamwork. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm riding the car with my girl and I'm in the passenger seat, I'm going to pay to put the gas in there.
I pay you.
This is a partnership. This ain't no, you know, I got to do this, you got to do that. Nah, if we cool and you love me how I love you, then that means we equal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and still, when you come home from work and you want to eat, do you wash dishes and cook?
Hell no.
Well, more than likely, you're good. If you wash the dishes and cook and present a dinner to you while
I'm
you watch
though,
the TV. So be a man.
That
if you want to be a man and you want to wear the pants, then
right,
be the man and wear the pants.
I got a comment on that for the woman saying
Go ahead.
Baby, like I said, we didn't make the rules. They put that out there. That's what y'all supposed to do. We didn't make that rule. That's what the woman's supposed to do. Just because you got a job, you have a job at home. When you get married, you have two jobs. You got that job you go to, and you got that job at home. All right, we didn't make them rules.
Wait a minute now, hold on. Let me put a disclaimer out there. We here in Sin City do not condone or follow by what Wick just said. That's his own opinion, and we don't leave it at that.
All right, man, check this out, y'all. Okay, this is a radio show, y'all. We got to talk one at a time. We can't talk over each other because we can't hear what each other's saying. So we're gonna go into a song right quick, and when we come back, we're gonna talk one at a time and keep the topic going. There we go.
Hey John. Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time a terrible pattern.
The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system. Guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always to regret. Yeah, I'm always to regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again. Cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit keeps happening and she loves it. Stares at me like who does this, and we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
What happened if you really said some good men? I mean, you still with a good man? I don't mean to get in your business, but it didn't work out.
Say what?
No, you said you ran into some good men.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Can anybody hear me?
I'm here.
Yeah, we hear you, man.
No, I'm saying, are you with a good man right now, or are you still single?
Yes, I am.
So I'm saying, so what happened? If you had a good man, if you don't mind me being nosy.
Because sometimes just because two people are good, they're not meant to be. You can be good, but you might be better with somebody else.
That's a great political answer. If I could go back to the other subject before you went to the Mr. Wrong, and I'm gonna, you know, leave it on after this. My whole thing about the independent woman thing, though, like for real, though, my whole thing about the independent woman thing is you got your own job, you got your own car, you got everything you need. It gets to the point of what you need a man for. It got to be a compromise, you know what I'm saying, where the male party and the female party got
to go
compromise
emotions. Like, that's what it's supposed to be.
Let me finish talking real quick. You know what I'm saying? Let me finish my statement real quick. I'm going to let you come in. Hold on, Frank.
Now, you and Crystal, y'all gotta let the other person finish. All right, come on now. We gonna show that we got chivalry. Crystal.
Oh,
shut up.
That one needs to be.
Can I finish talking real quick? All right, now can we get this a one-on-one conversation with the other one finishing the sentence? Can we please do that?
All right, Frank, make your point, man.
Yeah, I was just saying that, you know, when the man and the woman come together, I feel like they both got to give up something emotionally, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if you're an independent woman and you come in to get your good man, you got to give up that pride you got that you can do everything. And you, like, women have got to come to terms that they have to be somewhat submissive to a man. You have to let a man be, you know, superior. Not like I control you, I run your life, because men get that confused. But you have to let them be the superior. And as a man has to emotionally compromise me, and he has to be a little bit more sensitive towards a woman. You know what I'm saying? Have to be more understanding. If that don't happen, then you ain't gonna have nothing, because you got this independent woman who can do everything for herself. At the end of the day, all she needs is some dick. You know what I'm saying? And that's not love. That's lust. You feel me? That's just my take on that.
Hold on, Crystal. That's when you get your ass out the car and pump the gas.
Right.
That don't got nothing to do with that.
That's when you get out and pump the gas. You open the door. You put her coat on. You pay a cable bill. You buy her a few items here and there. You get groceries.
Right.
That's when a man plays. And then a woman can't. Can I say one thing? Because this does not rule everything. I'm serious. It does not.
Right.
It does not. How many times has your girl been in the bed watching her soap operas and she been like, bitch, go make me a sandwich. You like, okay, I'm going to go make you a sandwich. Really?
I'm saying.
Really? Truthfully.
Right.
Tell me how many times. None, it, zero, zero,
I don't
none.
Have that problem.
Exactly.
As you can see, I understand.
So don't say a man has a man's role and a woman has a woman's role, but you cannot get mad at a woman for having that attitude sometimes. Because her friend's baby daddy has not, one mommy has not played his role, and she has to step up and help her girl get Christmas for the baby. You cannot say that. You can't.
Wait, hold on. Crystal. Hold on, I understand what you're saying. But that ain't my fault that baby daddy didn't come through. I shouldn't get penalized.
That's a man, right? Is a baby daddy a man? Okay, so I'm just saying I'm just using it as an adjective. I'm just putting a description to it. It's a man. So, as a man, he has not played his role, so women do what we have to do to get what we have to get done.
So, wait a minute, what you're telling me, now, let me ask this. What you're telling me is that because, and I mean, we just hypothetically speaking, because your baby daddy didn't step up.
I don't have kids, so don't do that. I don't have children. I don't have a baby daddy.
Well, you know what I'm saying, right. We're still hypothetically speaking, Crystal. Come on now, work with me, baby, please.
I'm working with you.
I mean, there you go.
I'm working with you.
Can I jump back in?
No, hold on, Frank.
I'm quiet.
Let me bring in a caller, man. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, this is Sean.
Sean, how you doing, Sean?
All right. What's up?
All right. Now, hold on, son. Let me just try to finish this right quick. Then we're going to move on. I just got to know this. Okay. Like I said, Crystal, hypothetically speaking, your kid's father, is that more politically correct?
My who?
Oh, Lord. Now, come on, Crystal.
This ain't their kid's
father. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. The heat kicked on.
This ain't their kid's father. Their kid's father. There you go, dog. Say it like that.
Whatever. Now,
ahead,
I mean,
yes.
Just because he didn't do his job, am I supposed to get penalized? Now, I'm a good dude.
Oh, my God. I think you just, like, totally misunderstood what I was just saying.
I think she was saying that, you know, if you are baby father, then you should take care of responsibilities. I think Dumpy talking
in the
sense
that
he's just a man coming
in. No, that's what I'm not saying. I'm saying, like, as far as women having to do what we have to do. Like, we have that attitude because of some of the things that we have been put through, some of the things that we have seen our mothers go through, some of the things that we have seen our grandmothers go through.
You can't let that affect
your
judgment,
though. This is just
though.
How you can't let, no, not long, not for like
long.
You
got to take it into consideration, but you can't let that affect your judgment. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting there with the other dudes that you meet at that point.
That's yes and no. That's yes and no. We have been hard asses because of some of the things that we have seen. And we'd be like, never again.
You can't let that affect your relationships.
Some of the things we have seen and the things that we have to go through. Like, I have to get up and go to work just like the next person. But because I'm a woman, I have to get up maybe 40 minutes earlier because I fix myself up and present myself as a lady. So with that being said, I have to do what I have to do to get things done. I can't settle for less. I can't.
You got high standards?
Because I'm high standards. Because I'm
right.
I will make you happy. I will make sure you're happy. But yes, I want to be happy in return.
Okay, you're gonna have a hard time finding that happiness in return with your high standards. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
I
cut grass, I wash dishes, I cook, I go to work.
What you need a man for, then? That's my point. What you need a man for? What you need a man for? If you do everything.
Fred and Crystal, we're going to put y'all in timeout. Fred and Crystal's in timeout. I want to hear from the other people on the show. Selena?
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to add to what Frank and Crystal's talking about?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Janine, do you have anything you want to add to what they were saying?
Not really.
I got an announcement to make, though.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Okay,
no,
if any of you guys in Indianapolis, February 4th, it will be a party at the Fiesta if you guys want to party. That's it. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Lucius, you got anything you want to add?
Nah.
Yeah,
you got anything you want to add?
Go ahead.
Okay. Now.
Can I jump back in?
Frank, ladies first, man.
Go ahead, Crystal.
Make your point. I feel like Joe Brown. Make your point. Prove your case.
With that being said, it's a Super Bowl party going on at the Rodeo Hall on February 4th.
Right.
For Bone Crusher
and Bushwick Bill and some local artists.
That's damn, Chris. You took it right out of my mouth, man. That's all I was talking about. But, go ahead, Chris. I mean, we just gonna let Chris run the show today because it's like she's just not gonna stop talking.
You just have not gonna stop talking. That's what I do. I talk.
It's
okay.
Mean,
I joke too.
What, Crystal?
Can't wait to meet you. Mm-hmm.
Crystal.
That's me.
Crystal.
Hey. And, well, you know what? It's after five. It's Crystal.
Crystal, check this out. This is from Sin City to you, sweetheart. Listen.
Shut the fuck up. No! Oh, shit. Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
That's
can I say one more thing? Hello?
Yes.
Make your point, man.
My whole
thing
is, Crystal, you sound like a good woman. You sound like you got your head on your shoulders, and you can be.
I am, and I look good, too. I look good, too. I look great. I'm just saying, I'm the total package, for real, and I'm not even bragging on myself. But I'm bragging on myself. I look great.
You're not bragging on yourself, but you're
bragging on yourself. Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing, nigga.
God, ruined it.
What I'm saying is, I didn't been with a chick who would do anything to make me happy, and that ain't what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to be in a relationship, I want to be in love with her. I wasn't in love with her. She was a perfect girl, smart, going to school for psychology, do whatever I wanted her to do, you know what I'm saying? If I would ask her to do it, she would do stuff to make me happy. And I did stuff in return for her, you know, open doors, all that shit she was talking about. But at the end of the day, she wanted the right one for me, you know what I'm saying? Now, all I'm saying is
exactly.
That's what you sound like. I'm saying, but
no,
that's what you sound
like.
You don't,
just because you a good person, don't mean y'all good together. That's all
I'm saying.
You good, she good, y'all not good together. You need to get with
who's
good for you.
You let me finish talking. All I'm saying is all the stuff that you was naming sound like, you know, some material type stuff or little things or whatever. Sometimes women got to get over the little things. Sometimes men got to take care of the little things. Sometimes it's just material things. This woman is
But I've been on my job for 11 years, the same job for 11 years, and anything material that I want, I can go purchase for myself. So I don't need a man for that. I enjoy being with my man. I want.
Okay.
Hello, this is Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up, y'all? I called Carol in, and I'm like, dang, this is a good one. What's going on?
Hold on, we finna let him out. We finna let him go. We finna let him go. Everybody stand back. Crystal, you back on. I'm about to get off. I just want to say you ain't gonna find love the route you're going. If you stay on that route, you're not gonna find love. You might be happy or something, but you know what I'm saying? That's not love. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can do something to make you happy and to keep you happy. That don't mean you're gonna be in love though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm planning my wedding for August of 2013. So I don't know what you heard, but I'm planning my wedding for August 2013. I just don't know what you heard, but that's what it is right now. My wedding.
You traded in your
wedding.
W
E D D I N G.
For 13.
I'm getting married.
So you're engaged already? You're engaged.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Word. I thought you said you were single.
Congratulations.
I never said I was single. You don't listen. That's what I'm saying. You don't listen. Listen, brother.
No, I asked you a question, and I said, well, you're in a relationship where you're single, and you said yes. Maybe you should have been more clear. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, maybe I said yes.
Man.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Why we can't talk like adults? I'm out. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Ding, 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 ding. The bell rang. Take a minute break.
Damn.
We got two prize fighters going at it, man. In this corner, right. Standing 5'4", weighing 120 pounds. Chris Bow.
Hey. Okay, now Frank that hung up. Frank that hung up. Champ, you won the fight.
I
champ.
Just won. Hey, yeah.
That's what I'm
saying.
You won
the fight.
Winner.
You won the fight.
All I do
is
win. Okay,
okay.
All right, Charlie Sheen. Now, come on.
I'm winning. Winning. Winning.
Right,
okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. I quit. But I'm just saying, like, seriously, like, I understand the whole everything. My mother and father was married before my father passed away for 28 years. So I understand. And just because it was married 28 years does not mean that I did not experience things in the marriage that I should not have experienced. Like, it wasn't all good all the time. I've been around. And I mean that not in the Tupac way. I'm just saying, like, I've seen a lot, I've experienced a lot. I'm matured, and in everybody's experience and everybody's life is different. You have to take it for what it is. But yes, women and men are different, and sometimes women do take on that role because we are forced or we are pushed into that position.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, but I understand that. But we got people in the switchboard. If y'all want to get in the conversation, you got to push one. I understand what you're saying, but to me it sounds like you're grouping all guys. That's what it sounds like.
No, I'm not, because there are some good men out there. I have one. I got one. I'm with someone that I'm very happy with. But I have been through and I have dealt with the ones that want the right ones to realize that the one that I'm with is. And, yes, I have put him through hell and hot water to make him realize, like, before I realized that he was a good one. Like, I still put him through things. And I have to question myself at times because of some of the things that I have been through with men. I have been through these things, and I have to question myself at times, like, okay, like, is it worth it? Is he it hits you.
Oh,
I have
okay.
done
Crystal?
It. I do it. I still put him through it. I still put him through it. And Crystal, I feel bad at times because of it.
Hold on,
Crystal.
But,
you know, as women, we have to be careful about that. We have to start checking ourselves, because if you are in a relationship with someone, if you've been in a relationship with a man that was fucked up and treated you bad, then us as women, we have to recognize that and check ourselves so that if we get with a man that's decent and good, you know, we can't make them pay for what we've been through. Because the thing is, you know, we don't want the man that we get with to do that to us. We don't want them to penalize us for whatever shit they went through in their past. So we got to do that same thing. You know, that's the quote I put on my page, and that's what I live by. I don't want nobody to do to me what I'm not going to do to them. So, you know, don't start, you know, you got to do a self-check, you know. If you've been in a fucked up relationship and you was fucked up, don't do some fucked up shit or make somebody pay for some fucked up shit that was done to you. You know, do a self-check every now and then. Think about it, you know.
I was trying to say.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
So, Tom, I like that girl of yours.
Oh, Lord. I feel you 110%. You are so totally right. And sometimes it's easier said than done, but what you're saying is completely true.
Crystal, I know it's been many a time. I know it's been many a time that he just said, you know what? I gotta listen. For me to come home to this, and I gotta listen to this just to get to bed. Fuck it, I'm finna go in the bathroom.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
What's on me to say? Maybe I am 110%
hard ass. Maybe I'm a hard ass, but it's big, so deal with it. Shit.
I mean, you could be a hard ass. That's fine, you know. You know, I survived a dog university graduate on staff at Cat U. But doing that, you can be a hard ass, but know when to be a hard ass and know when not to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't punish those because, you know, it sounds like you got a good man, and that's all good, fine, and dandy. But if you got a good man and you're punishing him, then you're going to turn him into one of those dogs. You don't want to do that. So you got to, like
true.
I say, you got to watch what you're doing, because you don't want to create a dog. You know, if he's good, you know, only you and him know if he's a good man, because you know how he treats you, you know what he's doing with you, and you know all that's good and gravy. But you know, you don't want to turn him into a dog. And if you're, you know, if you're doing some wrong shit because of some shit that was done to you, then, you know, you're wronging him and you're turning him fucked up. And then if you and him don't work out, then the next girl he get with, he going to be fucked up with her.
Domino.
You know?
True. And I'm not saying that I'm doing something wrong with him or I'm doing something wrong to him, but it's just like sometimes letting go. And that can be just as hurtful as doing wrong. Like letting go of some of the things that have been done to you can just be just as hurtful, because it's I'm not doing wrong, and
right,
I feel in my
right.
heart he's
not doing
wrong.
You. I'm not, and that's not what I'm doing at all. I'm just saying, we as women, and men got to do this too, because sometimes they don't want to deal with whatever's been done to them. I'm just saying, as people in relationship, you need to self-check yourself, you know. And women, we need to do it more so, because we get bit, and then when we seem to get a decent man, it's like we don't recognize it, and then we want to punish them because we seem to think all of them are bullshit, you know. And
we need to broaden our horizons,
like, you know,
and we need to start dating white men and Indians and all that stuff too, like they do.
Right.
That's
and,
not,
and that's not ne- and that's not necessarily true. It's just the fact that, you know, you just got to start weeding out your men, like I said. Okay, that cat. You just gotta know. You just gotta know.
That's true. And me being, I've never had a man shortage in my life. So with that being said, I totally agree. I feel you. But, no, sometimes you just can't settle. Like, sometimes your standards are your standards, and if he's working, he's going to be with you.
I didn't say nothing about settling.
Can I say something about that comment?
Know your role and shut your mouth!
You can jump in the game.
God damn, dog, do we still on this? Is this still on
the show? I have no idea, dude. I have no idea, man. We just lost complete control of this motherfucker, man.
God damn. What the fuck just happened?
I have no idea, man.
Oh, goodness.
I think we're going to a motherfucking song, man.
Baby to a song. God damn. I don't give a damn what you play.
What's wrong with you, man?
What do you mean,
like,
what's wrong with
this
me?
This is the shit I'm talking about. It's always something with
you.
You
were hiding something.
Hiding what? What are you upset for?
What am I upset about?
Baby.
I'm upset
like,
with
I ain't
you.
Shit to you for you to be running.
This
shit
I'm
talking
about.
Damn. My cell phone, it goes off. I hit ignore. She goes off. Why you ain't answer? That's what she said. It doesn't matter. What's the difference? And now she's yelling, have emotions feeling,
making a mess of us. Now who's gonna clean it up?
Girl, I ain't been misleading. Sure ain't give you no reason to be tripping like you didn't see my love. Oh, that's the shit I'm talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. So tell me why you acting like that. That's the shit I'm talking about. The things that you say out your mouth. Girl, you need to know the facts. Yeah, I love you. I don't want another. I would rather suffer if I didn't have you, girl. That's the shit.
shit I'm talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. You need to stop acting like that, girl. You're the reason. I can't stand it when you catch your attitude, then you go silent, and I can't talk to you. It's like pulling teeth to get something out of you. As soon as I walk away, you got the facade to say, ooh, why don't you trust me, baby? What did I do to you? I wish I could lend you my eyes, see what you put me through. Girl, get it out your head. I'll be in another bed. Ain't no other woman I want. There's only you. That's the shit I'm talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. So tell me why you acting like that. That's the shit I'm talking about. The things that you say out your mouth. Girl, you need to know who the facts. Yeah, I love you. I don't want another. I would rather suffer if I didn't have you, girl. I'm talking about, you don't know what you're talking about. You need to stop acting like that, girl. It's like there's no love without trust. Honestly,
we can't be.
If you can't let go and get rid of all your insecurities,
you got attitudes
all the time. Girl, you must have
lost your mind.
Compare me to your past, there's no connection of your future, baby. That's the shit, that's the shit I'm talking about, yeah, yeah.
You need to stop tripping, tripping.
That's the shit I'm talking about, yeah. I'm talking about, you don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You
tell me why you acting like that. That's the shit I'm talking about. The things that you say out your mouth. Girl, you need to know who the facts
yeah.
I don't want another. I would rather suffer if I didn't have you, girl. I'm talking about, you don't know what you're talking about. You need to stop acting like that, girl.
You always talking that shit.
I'm your man, so I'm always
talking that shit.
Welcome back.
All right.
All right now.
Okay.
Hey,
can I, excuse me one moment. The host of the show, what's your name?
I'm Cash.
Cash, C-A-S-H?
C-A-Z.
C-A-Z, Caz.
Caz.
Okay.
And Father Time.
I know, all right. Okay, Caz.
So, was there a point to your question?
Oh, you know what? I do not like Negroes.
Why you don't like Negroes?
I'm just saying, like, for real, I mean, it's cool, whatever. I'm about to have me another drink.
You know what? You know what, sweetheart?
Hey, where are the white women at?
I don't know. Out south, shit. On rural? Rural? You mean to take you out there, motherfucker? You got gas money?
Wow. That you on pump?
Excuse me?
You pumping the gas?
I said, he said, where the white women at? And I said, no, out on rural. I said, do you got gas money? I will take you out there.
I'm not with
you fucking with white girls. Would you like this? Would you like? What?
Okay, man, let's move on, man. We got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. Let's get back to the Mary J. Blige song, dog.
Okay. Mr. Wrong. Who got him?
Me.
Who said me?
Wait a minute. I put
wrote.
Who is this?
We can hear you.
This is Sean. Last thing you said was, hold on. I pushed one of like 14 tests. I thought maybe the poll was messed up. Well, I called the wrong poll.
We hear you, Sean.
Because y'all left me on hold for too long. Y'all got me straight messed up. I'm like, Dad, can I get in and say hi? Dad.
You was never on hold, Sean.
Messed up on the phone. I didn't know who Sean was. I got confused,
Sean,
but I was calling the wrong phone.
How you doing, Sean? Everybody say hi to Sean.
No. Too late.
Too late. How you
don't
doing?
Give me no, I ain't no leftovers. No.
Mm-mm. Oh, goodness.
And just to think I actually missed y'all. What the?
Uh-oh.
So leave me on hold. Tell me to hold on and never come back to me and then ask everybody what they think. Then come and ask me what I think.
Well, sure. I didn't get in either yet.
Right,
okay,
y'all somebody
was
messed up, and we didn't
know
here for what? Hell no.
Y'all be straight
messed up.
Don't hold.
Damn.
You was able to speak whenever you wanted to.
I hear y'all say Sean. I hear Sean. Now, you said Sean was when you said, wait, hold on a minute, Sean. Back to you, Crystal.
Oh, sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
Because y'all straight got me messed up. I'm mad about that. I'm like, then they talk about kept saying push one. I'm like, I pushed one 14 damn times. Is my button
there? I only heard you said the first 10 times. God damn.
Oh,
well, you
yeah.
Know what that's like. Right. And he was yelling at me. What type of, you got me messed up.
Wow, I think I need to go to another goddamn song, man. What the fuck is going on?
No.
And who's calling that?
I do the
drink. How you doing, Sean?
Because I need about two drinks because he got me messed up. What my apologies?
Sean,
are?
How
you
are you doing,
Andy?
Sean?
Sean, how you doing?
5 to 10.
What's on your mind, sweetheart? What's on your mind? Other than we had you on hold, what's on your mind?
That's what's on my mind.
Other than that, what's on your mind?
Girl, get it off your chest.
And then he gonna holler at me. What happened to? Oh, I'm sorry, man. He gonna holler at me. What?
I'm sorry. Three times.
Nothing, Father Chad. Just. You
have to talk to me. I can't do
that. Because I'm just talking. You wanna holler at me?
Man.
Okay, let's hit the topic, man. Let's move on. We apologize, Sean.
What is the topic?
We didn't mean to make you wait, okay? We apologize. We're going to move on, okay?
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, we was talking about Mr. Wrong. Go ahead, dog, with Mr. Wrong, man. Let's just keep
the
show going.
What the fuck ever.
Cash, come on, man.
I'm drinking. I'm about to get drunk right now.
I'm a shit, bitch. Okay, so what about Mr. Wrong? What about him?
No, I'm just joking, y'all. I'm just joking. We're just having fun. No, seriously, though. I mean, like, we played the song, the Mary J. Blige song. And we was wondering, clearly in the song, I mean, she loves Mr. Wrong. So, I mean,
right.
We're just trying to figure out who has Mr. Wrong. And why is he so damn wrong? Sound like he's an all right dude to me.
It seems like it's just he's the type of person that other people, would say it's not right for her. Yeah, that would say that's not right for that person.
But now, let's be honest, though. Who listens to the other person? The other person is probably miserable, single, ain't got nobody. You know what I mean?
I mean, but what if it's your mother?
You done made it back. Everybody listens to the other person.
Maybe it's
Girl,
your mother, your best
problem.
Friend, your father.
Problem.
Can I say one thing? Boo hoo. You cannot let your mama know everything about your life. I love my mama to death. That's my best friend, but you cannot let your mama. Because your mama, like, sees things one way. She sees things one way. So you cannot let your mama know. I'm not going to say know everything, but you cannot take your mama's, like, opinion or judgment for everything, for what it's worth, because your mama sees everything one way. Because this is the same woman who's in birth you and done everything for you, so you, that might not be your best at all times. I'm not saying your girls either. That's why I say black people need psychiatrists at times. But
you should say that. That goes with everybody. Every relationship is not the same. Just because they somebody's looking in that window.
Hold on. I think we're jumping off track here.
Yes, we are.
We're trying to figure out. I understand what y'all saying, but at the same time, who got to miss the wrong? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Crystal. Who has to miss the wrong? I'm sorry, I was playing Words with Friends. I missed 11 minutes or something. What was what? Who has to miss the wrong of one more time?
Who has the missed the wrong? Well, you know what, Cass, when I think about it, compared to what I had, maybe family would say this is Mr. Wrong that I'm with. Maybe.
Okay. I mean, why would they say that?
Well, first off, you know my occupation. So this person has been, I guess had his running.
You got a criminal?
No, he's not.
I mean, you said you know your occupation. I'm like, you got a criminal? I didn't mean it like that. I'm sorry.
All right, hold on, y'all. Everybody, hold on for a second. We know what your occupation is, but we got a new caller to the show. Let's bring a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
I think a man that's very insecure.
Hold on, sweetheart. What's your name?
My name is Margaret.
Okay, go ahead, Margaret.
Yep, a man that's very insecure, a man that doesn't trust his woman.
Huh? Margaret, baby, what you talking about? That's Mr. Wrong?
You ask what you think a wrong man is, right? You're wrong man? What about a man that doesn't trust his woman?
Hold on, sweetheart. What it was is that we played the song Mr. Wrong. And we were
okay,
asking.
Okay, well, maybe I missed it because I guess I didn't hear the first part of the conversation. I just tuned in about half hour ago. Sorry.
Yeah, trust me. There's no problem because Crystal went at it so hard that it. We forgot all about it. But it's just that, Crystal, I'm just joking.
Like, this is bad. I wish y'all could see me. I promise. I wish y'all could. Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Crystal, calm down.
I'm just saying, I'm just making a point. I missed the whole part of the conversation. I just really, 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 real is real, then I'm so fucking real.
Okay.
And you know what? Let me ask the regular. Does anybody
who's
see the
regular? Me
out there?
Or
the people they call the show all the time? Does anybody get the LaFonda feeling? Was it just me?
What? Say that one more time.
That's the LaFonda feeling.
Is it just Janine? Did you get that LaFonda feeling?
Wow.
Yes, I have it right now. I'm confused.
I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
Yeah, you ain't a regular caller, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm not. But
I agree.
I got connections, so I heard you through somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. So don't play with me.
Ooh.
Whiskey.
Oh, no.
You go, girl. Who's she talking to?
Exactly.
Whoever just made that comment. Whoever just made that comment.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
You want to meet me? You want to meet me at Starbucks? Oh,
Starbucks.
Yeah, because that's how you say it.
Man, move over and let me pay for to have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
Really? Do you try to play that for real? That's what you just had. That's what you felt like playing at that point in your life.
Okay, now Margaret, where you at, Margaret? You still with us?
Yes.
All right, now Margaret, have you ever heard that Mary J. Blige song, Mr. Wrong?
Maybe if I heard the lyrics, I can't recall right offhand. I do know some.
I love me Mr. Wrong. No, I quit. I can't sing.
Okay. Now what I was saying is that in the song it's pretty much saying that she loves this guy, but everybody's saying that he's wrong for her. That's the definition I got off the phone. So now that's what made me ask the question, who has a Mr. Wrong? Who has that person that everybody keeps saying, oh, he's wrong for you, but you love him? Do you have one of those, Margaret?
Well, yeah, but I already know the reason why, though, because the guy is very insecure.
He's insecure?
Yeah, he's insecure.
So why?
He doesn't trust me. He doesn't trust me.
Well, have you gave him a reason not to trust you?
Oh, Lord. That's the next question that everybody always asks.
You did?
Did you? What'd you do to him? You did something.
Is Lucius still on the phone? Because Lucius is
the
friend.
Yeah, she got nothing to give the guy not to trust her. No, she didn't give that man no reason not to trust her. He just crazy.
Hold on, Lucius. Margaret, a big girl. She can speak for herself.
No. I have witnessed this. That man is just crazy. We went out to a club, and he sat outside on the railing for no reason whatsoever. He's just crazy.
Lucius. You dating Father Time and you going to say somebody else man crazy?
Well, yes, I am. That's right. I sure the fuck am. That's right. Because he ain't crazy. This man is.
She is goddamn lying.
I'm sure the fuck am.
That motherfucker's crazy.
Yes, I am. I'm a pickup for mine. This man crazy.
No, that ain't
yes,
crazy.
Yes, the fuck he is. Anytime you go to a club and the man sit on the outside of the club and won't go in because, now we're in a car, and he won't go in because he thinks she's talking to somebody, and we're sitting in a car, and everybody in the club, he crazy.
Nah, that sounds like a bitch to me. That's just my opinion.
He got issues. That man is stone crazy.
All right. Well, hold on for a second. Now, you giving us all this information. We want to hear from her. It's her man.
Well, no, he asked me why I was thinking he was crazy. I was just saying I witnessed it firsthand, that's all.
I understand, but we want to give her a chance to speak on it.
Yeah.
Margaret, is your man crazy?
Well, that's fine,
yeah,
but he got to
yes.
Tell me.
Okay.
Can you stop, please?
I will. Now speak for yourself, Margaret.
Okay, I will. Another example. There's a drunk that lives downstairs from me, or used to live downstairs from me. Now, I don't want no crackhead or no drunk. He thinks I want to go out with the drunk or the alcoholic downstairs. I was like, come on now, let's get for real. Now, I'm not that crazy. I love you. I care about you. But come on, now, let's not get that out of here.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. If he's so insecure, why are you with him?
Because I still care about him. I still care about him, so I'm trying to just, you know, take it a day at a time. And we're trying to kind of
we're kind of going our own ways now.
Okay, I got a question for Lucius. Lucius, you still with me?
Yes, I'm here.
So you ain't seen Father Time standing outside with them with that checkered robe on and them fuzzy slippers and that FBI hat on yet?
Why are you picking on me?
No. He do the trench coat. Hey, dog, he do the trench coat now with the FBI hat on.
No,
he got being all black now.
I just want to know why are you
with his gang colors on.
I was just wondering,
Fuck all y'all.
Hey, I'm going to tell you now, when you see that FBI hat, your ass in trouble. You didn't do something fucked up.
Lucius, listen
to me.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker!
Hey, when you feel that FBI hat on, you like, where you been? Oh, no, well, you got over here kind of quick, didn't you? Nah, I was just in the neighborhood. You already know.
One thing, y'all, please. I mean, excuse me, two things.
First thing is, y'all come meet me and come party, like, for real, February 4th at the Rodeo Hall, Bone Crusher, real talk. Come and meet and greet and mingle and have some good time.
Well, really
are,
baby.
I'm
going
to go step with my man.
Birthday.
I'm going to have to go downstairs and step with my man. So he can come over
here
and
where the rodeo at? That's 2 days after my birthday. I'll be there. Where is that?
The rodeo hall? I don't know the address. I just don't have to get there. I mean,
where is that? What city?
Indianapolis.
Oh, see, I can't be there.
You wasn't on nothing for real anyway then, Mr. Man. No, seriously, y'all.
No, I was been there 2 days after my birthday. If it was close, I'd been there.
2 days after my birthday? For real, I would have
been
there.
Yeah, there.
Real talk.
Been there.
Know that
real
man
talk. Deal. You know this.
For real.
You know that,
dude.
You forgot the nigga. You got to get the nigga.
All right, y'all.
But hold on.
Everybody in the Indianapolis area, man, Bone Crusher, Bushwick, hey, man, if that rodeo is going to be off the chain. Anybody that want
to
go, I'm going
to
have
to fly out. I'd love to be there, man. Next year,
okay.
I will.
Okay, well, anybody that want to check it out, man, I'm going to have a flyer posted up on SinCity.Spruce.com in the next 10 minutes.
That's what's up. All right, y'all, but check this out. Before we roll up out of here, I'm going to start with you. Marvis, you got anything on your mind? You got anything you want to get off your chest?
No, that was funny.
Sorry. Sean, you got anything you want to get off your chest before we get up out of here?
No, Will.
Sean, wait a minute. I got to give Sean an apology. Sean, I apologize. I shouldn't have yelled at you. It's been a long day, though. And do you accept my apology?
Mm-hmm. I accept your apology.
Well, wait, you ain't got to say it like that. I mean, damn.
I mean, what you want me to say? I said, I accept your apology.
She sounded like she didn't really want to accept your shit, dog.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
What was that instigating? 5 to 10?
I ain't done nothing. I'm saying nothing all night long. Of all charges.
Ain't nobody said nothing
all
night long. All right, thank you. Ain't nobody said nothing all night long. Shit.
True that. Janine, what's on your mind, sweetheart, before we get up out of here?
Nothing. I pass. No one.
All right, Lucius.
I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just done.
What about
but
you,
Wick? It was an interesting show. I'm going to just say that.
What about you, Wick? SensitiveJobSchools.com. Great show, fellas. Always a blast.
Alright, make sure I ain't miss nobody. What
can somebody give me a shout out? Because I was a great show myself, god damn it. Thank you.
Yes, you was.
Yes, I am.
You got anything you want to get off your chest before we get out of here?
Where do you see my face? I ain't say my ass. My ass is something else too, but where do you see my face? Well, my ass, you be like, god damn it, this is bad. Go ahead, what you say?
You know, that's a small line between confident and the other word.
And I am all that and then above. Check, check, check. Checkmate, nigga. Please. Go ahead.
Wow.
No, for real, y'all, for real. I quit. I like talking shit, though. Real talk, I do. I do. I'm a female, all woman, but I should have been born a nigga. Real talk, I should have been. My attitude is straight nigga.
And I concur.
It is. It really fucking is. But if you see me, you'd be like, that bitch is fucking beautiful. But my attitude is straight nigga.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide her pimps in and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn our whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
You know what? And I was about to piss on the phone, but I would fuck my own phone up.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
Am I hurting y'all feelings that bad? All
right, man. We got to get up out of here, man.
True that, man. Yeah. Hey, we want to thank everybody for calling. Everybody listen to us on the internet. Show is kind of
SensitiveJobSchools.com.
Bye, Eugene.
Peace.